We're learning the laws of Birchas Aperos. We're in Siman Reish Ches. Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Yudal. He says, Shasi Yayin Uberach Borei Pri Hagafen, which is the right thing to do. So you have a cup of wine and you make the proper bracha Shaina, you say the bracha Borei Pri Hagafen. And then, Be'ochal Anovim. And then afterwards you have some grapes in which you wish to eat. So he says that even though, of course, wine from grapes, nonetheless, Sarach Lavar Chalehem Borei Pri Ha'etz. A separate bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz is required on the grapes that you are about to eat. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Dolo Tema, that a person should not say, the Anavim Nami Pri Hagefen, in who? That since grapes are considered to be Pri Hagefen, they come, they're the fruit of the vine, therefore you would think, that if a person would have already made the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen on the wine, then you no longer make the bracha on the grapes. Kamashmon, the low. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the logic of the Shulchan Aruch, which is, seems relatively obvious, is that you would still have to make a separate bracha on the grapes. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, V'chein b'bracha achrona, the same too when it comes to the bracha after eating, drinking. Sarach lahazkir al eitz v'al pri ha'etz. Not only would you, of course, if you had the wine, you would say the appropriate sentence, statement for the wine in the bracha achas min shalosh, but also you would say al eitz v'al pri ha'etz for the grapes, as the grapes are considered to be one of the fruits, one of the seven species of the five fruits. So and then this the Mishnah Berurah explains that Baratza Lomar, that if it's coming to explain, that you shouldn't think that when you make the bracha achrona, the latter bracha of al hagefen, shemavarech al hayayin, the bracha that you said on the wine, that that is enough to cover the grapes as well. It's necessary for you to say al eitz v'al pri ha'etz as well, and not that you would have to say a separate bracha achrona, as we mentioned before. That we mentioned previously that they would all, both be combined together in the same bracha. So you would mention the al hayayin on the wine. You'd say on the wine, and you'd also add al ha'etz al pri ha'etz. The Mechaber then continues and tells us that im b'diavad berach al ha'anovim borei pri hagafen. Let's say a person made a mistake, and instead of saying the proper bracha on grapes, that of ha'etz, they say the bracha borei pri hagafen, or for that matter, o acharehen al hagafen yotza. If when it comes to the bracha achrona, instead of saying al ha'etz al pri ha'etz, what you were supposed to say for eating those grapes, instead the bracha achroni said the word al hagefen yotza, you have fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, this is really a continuation of that which we learned in the previous sif, that even though you're not supposed to say it in this particular way, but nonetheless, if a person would have said such a bracha achrona, then one has fulfilled their obligation. Mishnah Berurah says, v'im berach al hayayin Borei Pri Ha'etz. For that matter, let's say a person has a cup of wine, and you make the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. So say Hagafen. So the question is, if you say Borei Pri Ha'etz on a cup of wine, is that a bracha accepted? So as one can imagine, it's a machlokas. Yesh Deos Bein HaPoskim. There are different opinions among the poskim. Yesh Omrim Diyotze B'diavad. There are those that say, including the opinions of the Ponim Eros, the Eben Ozer, as well as the Chayadam, that one has fulfilled their obligation, that if you would make a bracha, Borei Pri Ha'etz, on a cup of wine, then you would not say a bracha afterwards. You would not say the proper bracha of Hagafen. The Eishorim Deloyatza, some say it's not good enough. So what are you supposed to do? Whose opinion do you hold like? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sapik Bracha Sahakim. We follow the principle that when we're unsure whether or not a bracha should or should not be recited, l'hokil golin, which means that we should not say another bracha. Therefore, the halacha would be that if a person would make, for whatever reason, the mistake of having a cup of wine and saying the bracha, Borei Pri Ha'etz, then one would not say another bracha. However, the Piskei Chuvos points out that even though that is the case, that is not necessarily the best thing, that you should just continue drinking the wine on the real the possibility that the Brei Pri Ha'etz bracha you said on the wine is good. And we'll explain that in a second. He says, "V'chein le'inyan bracha achrona im berach al hayayin al ha'etz yapri ha'etz yatsu b'diavad." He says that also when it comes to the bracha achrona, if a person would say the bracha on the wine, they would say the bracha of al ha'etz v'yapri ha'etz, then yatsu b'diavad. Just as if a person would say the bracha rishona, he would say the bracha of brei pri ha'etz on a cup of wine, we say that that's good enough, or we don't require you to say another bracha. So too, when it comes to the bracha achrona, if you would have said on the wine the wrong bracha achrona, you would have said al ha'etz. For the same logic, you're yatsa b'di'avid. However, he says that that doesn't mean, as we mentioned, that you should just drink this wine. He says, "Kamosh kasa in berach al hayayin brei pri ha'adama, o brei minei mezonos, v'lo tikin atzmo tochri dibor yatsa b'di'avid." Fascinating. He says that if a person would take a cup of wine, and not only would this person have made a brei pri ha'etz, that that bracha is no longer, do we say another bracha, but also in the event that a person would, on a cup of wine, have made the bracha brei pri ha'adama, or even if you would have made a bracha brei pri mezonos, we say that you have fulfilled your obligation b'di'avid. So you can say brei pri ha'adama, I understand, after all, as we know, if a person says on a bracha which should have been eights, you said ha'adama, you have your yatsa mezonos. So the reason is because Chazal tell us the yayin utamarim mizan zayin, that wine is one of the foods that has the capacity, if you drink enough of it, and I don't recommend you trying this, but if you do, it does satiate a person. And therefore, if a person would make brei minei mezonos on a cup of wine, then you are technically yatsa, but of course, yatsa b'diavad, that's not what we're supposed to do. In conclusion, he says, however, mehanachon, the proper way, is sheish derak ma'at, kedeshul teheb brachasol avatala. Now what you do, since you said the wrong bracha, you have a little sip, because of the possibility that the bracha that you said is acceptable. However, only a sip. You should not continue drinking. You should divert your attention, possibly going for a walk or whatnot, and then v'yasav yivarach kahogan, you should say the bracha properly. So, in the event that a person is in a situation which we hold suffik bracha sahakel, in which you do not have to say another bracha, that's nonetheless, what one should try to do is have a small amount of that food or drink. However, they should not continue to do so. The better way is to just have a small amount, and then thereafterwards walk away, and then come back after some time has elapsed. And then, of course, the second time around, hopefully, you'll say the bracha properly.